We come to a really vitally important piece of scripture today in the book of Psalms that shows the utter and complete importance of the Word of God. Obviously, everyone who is here to hear the Bible on a daily basis, to be a part of a community going through the Bible every single day, all the way through it in a year. So obviously you wouldn't be here if you weren't interested in the Bible. Think back though to the times where you didn't spend time in God's Word every day, back when you were kind of making the excuse that you just simply didn't have time, or that it was too confusing or boring, or you really couldn't get it to speak to you, or whatever other reasons that come to our mind that justify our staying away from it. How do I know this? Because I was the king of all the excuses. And so I know well how I spent years avoiding the Bible, just kind of contending with the guilt, the low-grade guilt that comes along with it, of being a Christian but not being in the Bible, of being a Christian and not really having a prayer life, etc., etc. But here's David, king of Israel. And we see today David's throne being established further and further as just some of the renegade house of Saul. Actually, David was probably the renegade here, but as the house of Saul and the house of David kind of contend for leadership, we see David increasing in stature and power, taking more and more control of the kingdom of Israel as he has intended to. God gave him the kingdom, anointed him the king of Israel. But anyway, here's David after he's become king. And what he says is vital. How can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to your word. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. Just those two verses alone are incredible answers. How do you stay pure? You stay in the Word. You live according to the Word. And you seek the Lord with all your heart. I have hidden your Word in my heart, David says. You can't hide God's Word in your heart without knowing God's Word, can you? Why did David hide the Word in his heart? That I might not sin against you, he says. Praise be to you, Lord, teach me your decrees. With my lips I recount all the laws that come from your mouth. Now at this time, it really was basically the Pentateuch and a few other writings that were the Bible. So the books that attributed to Moses, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, right? The law of Moses, the culture establishment of Israel. This is what David's talking about. With my lips, I recount all the laws come from your mouth. I rejoice in following your statutes as one rejoices in great riches. All right, now this is the king. So he is rich. He's the king of the land. He's saying your word, your laws, your instructions are more important than riches. That's really penetrating in our culture because we pursue stuff over life any day. We are in the pursuit of more things, really more than anything. David's saying, I actually rejoice in just following your instructions far more than riches. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word. Just in that one little set of verses here in Psalm 119, we have proof positive of the importance of scripture in our lives. It's not something we can neglect. It's not something we cannot interact with and expect to know what to do, and expect to be strong in the faith, and expect to have any kind of proper perspective or alignment in our lives. There is no other way besides what we are doing. I mean, certainly you can read the Bible in a number of ways, but without being in it on a daily basis, in good chunks, a good meal of scripture, there is no way we'll ever be able to hide it in our hearts. There's no way we'll ever be able to meditate upon it day and night. You see? And so this is good today. It's good for us to remind ourselves, to gain that perspective, to have that context, that what we are doing by spending 20 or 30 minutes together a day in community, going through the Bible, is fundamental to our survival as believers.